from president to prisoner. Egypt's deposed President Mohamed Morsi made his first public appearance since his ouster in July at court Monday near Cairo. He and his Muslim Brotherhood co-defendants faced charges of inciting murder during anti-government protests last December. Mr. Morsi, who rejects the proceedings, told the judges he remains Egypt's legitimate president. Shouting erupted in the courtroom, and judges adjourned the trial until January 8th. Outside, security was on high alert at the police academy on the outskirts of Cairo, where Mr. Morsi's predecessor, Hosni Mubarak, also was tried. Police and soldiers were deployed in heavy numbers as Mr. Morsi's supporters took to the streets to protest. Yet many Egyptians have defended the moves against Mr. Morsi. Political sociologist Saeed Sadek says the former president's Islamist politics would have left the country in ruin.
The whole world would have condemned the Egyptians. You saw your country being destroyed. Why didn't you take an action? Why did you, stood still and just watched it like zombies, your country being destroyed?
But where some see the expression of popular will, others see the reemergence of Egypt's military. Professor Christian Donner.
Even the most powerful can sort of fall from grace. But of course, the question is how did they fall from grace, and who's putting these leaders on trial? And I think a key player in this is the military.
But even though the military is now firmly in control, Morsi supporters show no sign of backing down, galvanized by the trial that, while brief Monday, is now officially underway. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.